the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Conversation this morning. Chit-chatting here with Riverdale Coach Ron Adelot. Coach Adelot, 28-21 win, which seems like so long ago, but it was just Thursday night. A lot's happened between now and today and Thursday night, and you had a rare Friday night to probably take in another game somewhere or do something, who knows, or somebody watched some ball games, I'm sure, last night.
Yes, certainly did.
Well, enjoyed the football game, enjoyed the atmosphere. Well, your Riverdale fans really packed Blackman Stadium on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, and you know, we do have a great following, as Blackman did as well, and we expected a great atmosphere over there.
A lot of hype for that game. Do you have not only was it your backyard rival, if you will, but it was a television game played on a Thursday night, this, that, and the other surrounding it. Do kids get too jacked up for a game like that sometimes?
Oh, I suppose, but you know, it's an awesome situation for our kids, and you know, and that's one of the reasons that kids want to be a part of, you know, Riverdale or Blackman or Siegel or Oakland, because the atmospheres aren't like that, you know, and it certainly is, I'm sure, a lot of fun for the kids.
You've had a chance to actually have your kids in situations like that. I mean, like going to Louisville and playing in Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, and you know, that's the advantage of being able to play in Rutherford County, I think, is to be in high-profile games, and, you know, it's just a very special night when you play football here in Rutherford County, I think.
It certainly is. I mean, it would take big-time college football for them to play in front of better atmospheres. You know, if they went on to play small college ball, they wouldn't play in atmospheres sometimes like we play in, and you know, it's just a tribute to Rutherford County and in the school system, and you know, the level of importance. But I think the educators and administrators would tell you that it also makes for a good school day. And you know, my hat's off to Mr. Gill and Rutherford County and Mr. Nolan at Riverdale and all the principals in Rutherford County. And you know, it's important, but it leads to a byproduct of great education as well.
There's some competitiveness between the principals at all these schools too, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There's a great amount of pride, yeah, in you know, in the communities as well as in the communities, and you know. But I think at the end of the day, you know, bygones are bygones, and you know, and it is what it is, and it does make for great competition, though.
Really didn't know about the crowd. I mean, I was really very happy to see the number of people there, with it being a game that was on television, and it had rained several times and a couple of times right before kickoff.
Right.
I'm worried that might hurt the crowd, but you know, about 4,500 were there to see that one, so it was a good football game. Did the rain create some problems? I know that there were a lot of turnovers really on both sides for Riverdale and Blackman, but you had your share of them early.
I don't think the rain had anything to do with it. I think maybe you know, the field, there seemed to be a little slipping outside the hashes, you know, minimal. I certainly don't think that our turnovers were due to weather. I thought we just in one case, you know, Dylan made a poor throw, and that's going to happen when you throw. At times, two out of three things that can happen when you throw are bad. And, you know, and we didn't take care of the football on two other occasions, but I don't think the weather had anything to do with any of those turnovers. I think the weather was sort of an insignificant fact.
You know, I think it's interesting. You brought that up before, and I've heard that before. Two out of three things that happen when you throw the football are bad. They result in you losing the possession of the football. And, you know, I think we take for granted that it's such an easy thing to do, to sit back there in the pocket, pass it all over the field.
No, it's certainly not. And it requires a lot of work. And, you know, and again,
that's why coaches preferred to run the ball.
Well, sure. It's much easier to do that. It's much easier to do that. And much safer.
Yeah, safer. I don't know how much easier it is to do, depending on the defense. But, you know, your chances of keeping the possession of the football are better if you look at it statistically like that, running the football versus passing.
Sure.
you took advantage of a Blackman turnover to go up 28-21. And, you know, in a very tight game, there's going to be a break somewhere. And that was the break, and your kids took advantage of that and scored on the possession to go up by the final margin. And defense, I really thought, played big there on the very last drive for Blackman. But first of all, about taking that turnover and turning it into points, that's important for a football team to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, we just moved the ball down and put ourselves in position to, you know, score, and we turn it over down around there. You know, I think it was around the plus 20. And then we were very fortunate. We created a turnover almost immediately, I think within two plays of that. And then we punched that one in, and that was awfully big for us. So we kind of flipped turnovers down there, and, you know, that was a break possibly that we needed because we put ourselves in a bind a lot, you know, turning the ball over. We'd get going. We never really gotten a great rhythm, per se, throughout the entire game. And I think they had a lot to do with that.
I was going to ask you about that. Not only did turnover stall a couple of drives, but it just seemed like, you know, you'd have a couple of good things happen and then a bad thing. And it was hard to get momentum on the offensive side, it seemed, for your team on Thursday night at times.
You know, and again, they had a lot to do with it. I thought we were, you know, we would sort of get going and we would get out of sync, one or two guys, and, you know, so... obviously, it was not our very best night, but it was a night where we were efficient enough in certain situations to get a win.
Ron Adelot, our guest this morning, as we talk about Riverdale football. Thought on the last series by Blackman, your defense really pinned their ears back and said, "We're Tyler Strickland had a really good football game, or had a great football game, but they seemed to pin their ears back and say, we're coming after you," and they caused a... you know, an intentional grounding and flushed him out of the pocket, fumble late, you know, on that last drive to secure the win. I really thought that they flexed their muscle at that point and said that nobody's getting through here.
Well, I thought up front we played extremely well all night. You know, we made them throw, and obviously with Mathers going down, that surely made it easier. There's no question about that. But... you know, give credit to their quarterback and receivers. They did a great job. They had an alternate game plan, and they went with it, and they exposed us a little bit. We had a couple of kids down back there, and they exposed us, and certainly had a chance to win that football game. But, you know, I thought our kids did exert themselves at, you know, the right times, if you want to say, and, you know, we were very fortunate.
Mathers, who went down early, I think on the second play or something, very, very early in the game, when a team is dominantly run and then they're forced to dominantly pass as their quarterback, you know, threw 29 times, they have an alternate game plan, but the defense doesn't necessarily know what that alternate game plan is either. So does that make it harder on the offense or the defense, I guess, is the question for you?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I certainly would think it would make it harder on the offense if you lose, you know, not only a key weapon, but probably your primary weapon, which, you know, I would say Itavius, you know, not doing the breakdown throughout the season. I'd say he's at least 75% of their offense, you know, up until that game. So, you know, my hat's off to them. They've worked extremely hard on throwing the ball. They knew that, you know, and as we all know, that sometimes you're only one play away from losing a key player like that, and you have to prepare for that.
Yeah. Well, it was a rather interesting game. Dylan Woodruff, 8 of 16, 103 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Mariko Odom, 88 yards, 9 carries. You did mention a couple of players that you were missing last night, and especially in the secondary for you defensively.
Yeah, we Marcellus Odom went down in the Laverne game with an MCL. He tried to play, played a little bit against Blackman, but he's still not 100%. Of course, that you know, he's one of our top players, top defense players in corners. And then we'd lost Lamar Brown, you know, possibly for the season with some severe knee damage back in the Maplewood game. And, you know, so we were down, we've been down two corners. We also had a safety out that we had hurt in the Maplewood game. It's not back to 100% yet. So, you know, unfortunately, back in the secondary, we've had some injuries, and that's not a place that we're extremely deep. We're hoping we'll get two of those kids back. Lamar is iffy. You know, he's got a great desire to play, and obviously he's, if not our best corner, our second best corner. And, you know, with him and Marcellus, we had two really good corners, and that sort of has kind of put us in a bind. We've had to reshuffle some personnel a little bit, but we'll do the best we can. And, you know, we're getting to the point now where, you know, we've got two games left in the regular season against quality opponents. And from that point on, any loss, then you go home. So, yeah, you know, we've got to circle the wagons and throw everything we can, including, you know, if we have to play Dylan in the secondary and shuffle some people around, we'll be willing to do what we have to do to win.
Well, you do have a couple of weeks in this regular season, knowing that you are going to be the district champion. That gives you a high seed in the quadrant. I don't know if you shake things up and get some folks healed, but whatever you do, I'm sure it'll be the right decision for the Riverdale Warriors. And the Cookeville Cavaliers come in, I guess it's senior night?
It is senior night and homecoming at
all at the same time.
Yeah, we're going to do it all at once, which is good.
That's a big bang,
coach.
Right?
Yeah, we can go ahead and stress the football coach out for, you know, 1 week. We don't have to spread it out to two like we normally do. But, you know, as a coach, you also know that's important to the school and the community. And obviously, as bad as we hate it, you know, it is good, and you know, and we'll work with it. We've survived. I've survived them all these years, so it won't kill me.
Well, Cookeville got pounded last night by Mount Juliet, so they come in as a team that you may have to wind up facing somewhere in the playoffs. They're going to be a playoff team.
Absolutely, Jared does a great job. I'm real shocked at the score. I have not broke the film down. I'm sure there's got to be some circumstances there that possibly we don't know about. You know, it's a trap game, I suppose, for us. Our kids will, you know, be a little fat-headed, especially since, you know, they are going to clinch the district. And I'm awful proud of our kids. You know, that's we've played an extremely tough schedule up until this point, and we've got an extremely tough schedule left. So hopefully that's made us a little bit we've taken a few bumps and bruises and lost a couple of guys along the way, but hopefully that'll make us playoff hard and ready to play.
You said it's a trap game, and I think that's interesting that you say that about Jerry, because he likes to lay a few traps along the way. He's a sneaky guy.
Oh, he is, and he's, you know, and Bobby's looked at a little bit of what they do yesterday, and I think they're in 10,000 formations, you know, and they'll have every trick play in the book. And you know, he's also a very, very good football coach.
Yeah.
And you know, he is wise and crafty, and you know, we'll have to be prepared for anything.
Good luck Friday night, and we'll see you next Saturday morning right back here. And then it's the Battle of the Borough week, and playoffs, and season's getting going pretty fast now after fall break, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes extremely fast, and you hope it just don't go too fast.
There you go. All right, Coach Ron Adelot, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ron.
Ron Adelot with us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. A timeout. We'll come back, and it's Smyrna Conversation next here on WGNS AM FM, online at WGNSradio.com.